ABC Radio Australia.
It was a fairy tale ending for the Fijiana Undrua over the weekend. They won their second consecutive Super W Championship, marking the end to a season of hardship and challenges for the Fiji women's team. To take us through it all is Naomi Roberts, passionate supporter and campaigner for the Fijiana. Welcome to Pacific Beat again, Naomi.
Thank you. Thank you. And it's a great morning from Townsville too.
Yes, you were at the game?
I was at the game and I'm still here enjoying a couple more days before I return to cold Sydney tomorrow.
Oh, wonderful. So how was it, Naomi? Because I'm very jealous that you were able to see it all in action. I mean, many, many people ruled out Fijiana from taking this win. Did you also question their ability? How did it feel out there seeing it all unfold at the stadium?
Well, it was electrifying, just like flying onto the plane coming here to actually realize that the grand final win, like back-to-back win, was within grasp. Mm. And to be here and witness it all, I think it's like an Olympic win for a little nation like Fiji. The win was huge for us and for them especially, yeah.
Yeah, did you expect it to happen? Did you expect them to overcome some of the difficulties?
Well, in like looking back now, from the beginning, I thought they didn't have a chance. It was just because the Australian girls were starting to get paid, and you know, like we are moving into an elite world of rugby, and to see the girls coming through, I'm thinking, okay, the money is a big game player in any games, in any elite sports, and for the Australian girls to be starting getting paid. And I'm thinking, okay, this is another factor that's going to be put into the Fijian girls coming into this tournament. And that was my only thing that I was thinking of. I know they had grit and guts and everything that comes with it. They are very determined. And if you put them in a hole, that's when, they come out big fighters. So I never doubted that side of them. But to me, you know, just having that finance, which finally played into their hands because they use it. They use that negative to become a big fighting tool for them too. Yeah. Mm. So it was good. It was there. There was a little doubt, but they came out fighting. Their determination didn't fail. I banked on that and they came out winning. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, as you said, Naomi, they've been able to, I guess, use the negatives to propel them forward. Let's look at closely at those negatives, though, because it really did mark the season as far as the Fijiana were concerned. I mean, they faced obstacles that, wouldn't you say, no professional team would really be expected to face in this day and age. They were turned away from a restaurant at one stage in Brisbane just a couple of weeks ago before this final because of unpaid bills. There are reports that the same situation faced them in hotels around the country as well. How was it as a supporter seeing this happen to, you know, your team, the Fijiana Undrua? And what impact do you think it had on them and supporters like you?
I've been supporting and like following the Fijiana for a while now. You know, it's been since the first time the Fijiana Sevens was introduced into the world rugby. We're talking back 1998, 1999. And so it's been about 25 years now, you know, around that around the time, and been following the heartaches the girls fall. So, and the original girls that were there from the beginning, they've gone through something similar. Like we've looked after them when they come for Sevens tournament, when it was not even an elite level for women, but they were traveling back then. They were in the background, and the money was always, finance, sponsorship was always the downside to their preparation. But given, like, I think they've got more grits than any team in the world. I can say that now from after they've gone through. And they just needed to be on the field with a rugby ball. They'll carry that grit with them. They just need a good feed on the morning and they'll play their hearts out on the day. And they showed that, you know. They've been down, they've been through worse, and it just came out to light now because of the change with the FRU being in administration. But I can tell now that they've been through the same thing for a few years, but it didn't come to light because no one was game enough to come forward.
Right.
And now because the change of government, people believed in that the government of the day will do something, and they did something. They came in and did what they had to do, and now the World Rugby and the World Rugby community finally realize how a mess the FRU has been in, and it's thanks to our women's rugby. They've turned that on for the world to see what's been happening, and so a good thing came out of it. So I think it's going to be better sailing from now on for the Nrua.
Oh well, I mean, you sound, you know, you're definitely looking at the silver lining. But I mean, it was mismanagement. We seem to understand, or at least, you know, from understanding that there was an acquittal that didn't go through, and that's why the funds were held up at FIU, and that's why the team's restaurants that they were accessing weren't paid, et cetera, et cetera. There was a bit of a mess, as you talked about just then. Do you think that the women now, after this win, deserve an apology?
They really deserve the apology from FRU, being the... being the caretaker of them when they're on tour or when they leave their home to be in camp. So I think the apology from the nation needs to come. I saw the Prime Minister, Mr. Sitiveni Rambuka, actually said, congratulating the team and said that they had fall short. So that is a big plus to hear that, Mr. Rambuka coming forward to say that the Fijians actually fall short in plugging the hole where it was shot. So admitting to that is a big plus. So I am pretty sure there will be a public apology given to the girls and to the family, especially for leaving these girls in the hands of the FRU. So
yes.
To me, like, I just look at the positive side. You know, they've shown the light on what has been a messy situation for a long time, and to do it with a win, I think it's going to be it's been sad. It's been a sad story for them coming through, but it has also helped them come forward and put on the biggest show of their lives.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, I mean, if there ever is a motto to carry with the Fijiana, particularly this season, is "We have overcome." And apparently this was the song that was sung, the Fijian song, just before leading her squad, after the win, sorry. And in fact, Bitila Tawake, the captain of the Fijian Andruna, she said, "It hasn't been the easiest years. We've been through so much." That's what she said just before she led the team into this song, "We Have Overcome." I mean, it seems like that's really the motto here. But do you hope in the future, Naomi, that overcoming won't be the focus of the team? That it will be that they'll be able to just play to their talents and not have anything else in front of them?
Oh, can you imagine that? They'll be world beaters if they, like you said, if they've overcome. They don't need to overcome. I think we are now on the right spot for them to move forward and just play like any other normal team. You know, you left everything else for the administrators, things they can't control. They just control their games and control their mind on game day. But, you know, there were lots of side things happening for them to be, And like you said, "We've been overcome" was because they've been overcoming little obstacles along the way, which were big obstacles on the eve of the last pool game, I think, which was against Queensland. And this is when all these things hit the roof. And that was just a week before the semifinal. So I think the timing of this big eruption, of you may call it, that has been enveloping them from the beginning of Fiji women's rugby finally came through and came out. And the change of government, the administration of the AFRU, I think everything was all aligned. And, you know, it was worse as it is, but to be finally come out just before their big dance, the big semifinal against the Waratahs, that Waratahs was having a good, perfect run throughout the season, and to be beaten by this team that was on the headline spotlight for the very wrong reason and not because of rugby. I I think they have overcome now everything, and it should be good sailing now, and they should play because they are there for the game and not for the political side and everything else that comes with what they've been going through.
Yes, indeed. If you are just tuning in to Pacific Beat this Monday morning, we're speaking to Naomi Roberts, a massive fan of the Fijiana Indrua, a former Waratah, I believe yourself, Naomi, and we are talking about this amazing, amazing season from the Fijiana Indrua. They've overcome. They've overcome being turned away from a restaurant because funds weren't paid from the management, the FRU, the Fiji Rugby Union. They overcome, I guess, changes in leadership at the FRU as well. The whole governing body was turned over just a week or a couple of weeks ago. And they've overcome, you know, the regular hardships, as we're finding, that face a lot of players. And Naomi, I wanted to ask you about that, some of the inequalities that we've been touching on here. Because it was a good weekend for both the Fijian Indrua, as we're discussing, and the men's team, the Fijian Indrua, who defeated the Wellington Hurricanes in Suva. Yet, Naomi, you might know this, the Fiji Times, the front and back page of the Fiji Times yesterday, was just on the men's match. What do you believe of what do you think of that? Is it a bit disappointing there to see that the Super W champions, the two-time champions now, weren't given prime coverage in local media?
Well, no, I didn't realize that. I always try and think of why would they do that. So my answer will always, like, instead of just going straight in, like, I try and think why would they do that. So. Probably because the women played late and they didn't go to press.
Maybe as
because
easy
the
as
men
that.
Played earlier, the time difference, they were 2 hours ahead. But they should be on the same. They should be on the same table by now. You know, like that's what we would like to see. They come to the top table and they sit together, and it should be equal. Well, we've been fighting for equal to realize gender equality in sports, and this is why. We are so fortunate to have DFAT, the Pacific OSports program through the Australian government, for this particular fight for the girls to be. I'm disappointed if they were just missed because they are a women's sports team. That is sad. I find that sad. But in a way, I don't know the background to that. All I could think of, like, I could just say that they probably were late. The results came in late for the Fiji Times when it went to press.
That is a very diplomatic, and we don't know. We haven't reached out to the Fiji Times, so let's hope that's the case. Yeah. But Naomi, as I mentioned, well, I think I missaid that you capped by the Wallaroos at fullback, I believe, in your career. Did you notice that? Was there a disparity there? Do you think there's still work to be done in terms of coverage, media coverage, but also resources for women's and men's teams?
Well, you know, with media, they will do a story that will get the public, the advertising, you know, and the big win. We've been, of course, Fijian men's rugby will always be up there. The girls are finding a spot and they're coming through. And the win back at home, even though big, I think the Super W win was much bigger. So they are still fighting to get up there. And I think I'm lost now. just your mention of that, that hit me. I didn't realize again.
Well, and we don't know why as well. But you know, we shouldn't focus on the negatives. This is amazing, amazing, amazing win for the Fijiana Indrua, twice Super W victors, and just to show how amazing this win was. This is the sounds that we heard in the Fiji airport as the Fijiana Indrua touched down. Just listen to some of these celebrations. So those are the celebrations at the airport, and I'm sure everyone is joining in for those claps and singing Fijiana's praise after this massive win. And Naomi, thank you so much for your time this morning on Pacific Beat.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And it's been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you.
And that was Naomi Roberts, massive Blue Wiggers, the fans of the Fijiana Indrua, talking about that amazing Super W win over the weekend.